We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
But of course, taking you up till the 6:30 pregame every night on this station is the G-Bag Nation.
Yeah, Nation, you guys had a little bit of...
This is going to give me such pleasure after what has been happening in this building between the two shows over the past couple of weeks. It's going to give me... This is like you cook a brisket for 15 hours and you're not supposed to touch it, and you have to let it rest for like at least 3-4 hours. That's what I did yesterday when the guys kept sending the audio. I'm like, I want to hit play. I want to listen, but I'm going to let it rest because it's going to taste even better live here in this moment.
Yeah, it brings me such joy because, like, again, I mean, I don't know the exact red letter date when this all started, but I keep picturing Broadus's emoji behind a computer criticizing the Seth Greenberg interview. But after listening to this, I could see why they thought Seth did such a poor job, because I have never seen a collection of people prepare less for an interview than these guys just said, "Oh, I see you're from California here." It says on your Wikipedia page. Tell us about that.
But this apparently got so bad when Rowdy was up last night, I like felt bad for him and I didn't even hear the audio. I was watching him last night. I'm like, oh man, like poor Rowdy and what he just went through.
Dude,
with these
this
guys.
I know you're thinking you're going to savor this. This is going to be uncomfortable. This is uncomfortable audio to listen to. So they had Rowdy Tellez on yesterday on the G-Bag Nation, their weekly hit with a Rangers player. And it got off to a little bit of an awkward footing. I want you to just take notice, how many times does Gavin Dawson in this first clip reference Rowdy Tellez's size and how well it's received?
Oh, 6'4", 270 of Rowdy Tellez joining you now here on your home of the Rangers. And a good afternoon, sir. Welcome to Texas. How the hell are you?
I'm doing good, guys. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, it is great to have you. And they say everything is bigger in Texas, so I guess you're fitting right in, huh? Is that the story?
I guess so. I mean, I'm built more like an offensive lineman than a first baseman, but yeah. I guess it worked.
Now, seriously, though, how many brisket sandwiches are you in right now?
What?
Had yourself a brisket sando yet, Rowdy?
Wait, stop. Stop.
He didn't answer. He didn't answer.
Okay, so you didn't stop that cut.
No.
You didn't
pause.
Stop.
That's all pause.
Okay.
You know how like you have like a...
Oh, my God.
You know how like you have like a moment where you remember exactly where you are? I was turning right on. I had picked up Luca from the water park. I was turning onto 114 at this very moment. I was waiting at the light. And I thought for a second, I looked down at my phone. I was like, did this thing just cut out? What happened? And no, it was just dead.
He goes, 6'4", 270. And then he goes, hey, how bad, you know, you're fitting right in. But the fact that he went, now seriously. How many brisket sandwiches are you in right now?
Now, I'm trying to think of when we have ever referenced someone's weight. Of all the sports, I think baseball is the least appropriate to mention someone's weight. Like, there's nothing complimentary about saying 6'4", 270, Rowdy Tellez coming in here. Like, maybe Shaq? If you were going to do it? Like,
I mean, offensive line guys should do it because they wear it as a badge of honor.
Yeah, they want
right?
to be big.
They're big,
yeah.
Nasty. Yeah, they're nasty.
Yeah,
right?
No, like...
Or like a UFC heavyweight fighter or a heavyweight boxer, maybe.
Who do we like?
Not a baseball, not a hitter.
George Steinbrenner and Hideki Arabu. What do you call him? A fat toad or whatever he did back in the 90s?
Yeah.
That was a problem when that happened. And like Bartolo Colon got like criticized for it all the time. And it was like people were like, eh, come on.
This is hilarious. This is back to back just straight insults from Dawson to start. From the beginning, please.
Oh, 6'4", 270 of Rowdy Tellez joining you now here on your home of the Rangers.
Good afternoon, sir.
Welcome to Texas. How the hell are you?
I'm doing good, guys. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, it is great to have you. And they say everything is bigger in Texas, so I guess you're fitting right in, huh? Is that the story?
What?
I guess so. I mean, built more like an offensive lineman than a first baseman, but I guess it worked.
Now, no, seriously, though, how many brisket
Wait,
sandwiches
stop.
Are
Was that Chief following the back going, no, that's my guy?
That's Walchuk. Tried, I think he recognized, like, okay, it's kind of uncomfortable. Like, oh, yeah, that's my guy. Another fellow big guy. He's trying to, like...
That's my guy.
Yeah, he's trying to...
I'm trying to think of another state to where talking about the state moniker would be an insult to the person. You know what I mean? Like, everything's bigger in Texas.
Everything's smaller in Rhode Island. You must be fitting right in.
Well, welcome, Muggsy. Everything's smaller in Rhode Island. Come on in, Spud.
It's the Big Apple. You sure have a big Adam's apple. How's that working out
That's
for you?
Right. All right, let's continue.
I guess so. I mean, I'm built more like an offensive lineman than a first baseman, but I guess it worked.
Now, no, seriously, though, how many brisket sandwiches are you in right now? Had yourself a brisket sando yet, Rowdy?
No, I live here, so I'm...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've lived here for a while, so I've dabbled in my fair share of them.
Right on.
There you go.
See, I thought I noticed some Texan in your voice. I should have...
No, it ain't. No, it's... I don't think it sounds any different.
Right on.
So they butcher
the first minute.
They butcher the beginning. Then they mess up the locality of it, the local tie, and then they mess up the accent.
Right on.
Yeah, the right on. It made it.
He's like, no, I don't have your shoochie that you adopted from Portland, Gavin.
I give Rowdy.
No, seriously, how many sandwiches? No, seriously, how much have you upped your cholesterol this morning? Tell me. No, seriously. Like, how much mayo did you put in your coffee today? Tell me.
It's he's
wow.
I respect him giving Dawson that pause. Wait. That pause he gave, that was very much intentional. Like, you were gonna sit in that, and like Rowdy's going, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, just like sit there and listen and feel this. That was great.
A brisket sando yet, Rowdy?
Sando.
Now even
brisket sando, like sando. Choppy abbreviation.
I love it.
Even after all of that, Eric Chiafalo still decided, you know what? Let's go back talk about his size.
I've seen the other nickname float around. I don't know if you've heard it. The Girthquake.
What?
Yeah, I haven't heard that one, so that's new to me, but that's kind of funny.
That's pretty badass, is it? Now, you're from California, and girthy as hell.
Yeah.
Dude.
I don't know. I don't know if I like that one.
All right.
Oh, wow, okay.
All right.
Stop.
I told you this is going to be uncomfortable.
So you're from California.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's about to fall in the ocean, all the earthquakes you guys have. You thought my dude, thing I said the text was an exaggeration.
This company.
I don't know if I like that one.
This company sends us these HR things to execute. The G-Bag Nation today, by the time they start their show, must do an HR video exercise on this. Chiafalo just said you're girthy as hell.
And from California.
So which one's more insulting?
Threw that one in there too.
And he is right now totally turned off.
Yes.
He's ready to hang up the phone, as he should be.
Now Walchuk would go back and ask him stuff like, at first base, like what kind of trash talk goes on there when somebody's up? It's like he's trying to like just let's move away from this. Dawson's very next question goes, he's like, all right, I got to go back to some sort of a staple. I got to go back to a staple that we have that we ask everybody. It was just the wrong one to ask Rowdy Tellez.
What would be a Rowdy Tellez concession?
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Item, if you got to design it.
Trying to think. Anything probably with brisket. I love brisket. So like a good brisket sandwich, maybe some like onion strings on it, and like a sweet barbecue sauce.
This had to be a bet payoff. This had to be like when we interview a Packers insider and we're like, insert cheese jokes.
Right.
This had to be. They cannot be this on. How was this whole show completely just stoned in another universe? That's the only explanation. Everyone decided before the Rowdy Tellez interview to take bong rips in the side room.
Screw you, Jerry, goodbye.
And you had to take 4 second bong rips and then come in here to be this unaware, this deaf.
I wonder if this was like a late edition and they just had no, they were like, oh, we don't know what to say, so let's go right to the
but
well.
But you can tell in the first four answers that it's clearly uncomfortable and offensive.
Right. What kind of concession items? Because, you know, you're fat. So ask you, is ice cream? Is it, what are you going
to do? Like I said, that's a staple of theirs pretty frequently. It's just, that was the wrong one to dip into the bag with, given the context of what it just said.
A concession item is a
staple?
Be
like, yeah, they'll ask about, like, what would you name a concession? They ask that of just about everybody, because Eric asked that during spring training. And so, but it was just the wrong time to dip into that one.
Oh my God. I think this is a top five moment in my history at this station.
the very next question. Rowdy Tellez, formerly of the Seattle Mariners, who also plays in Seattle.
You fry your fish out there in the market?
Yeah.
Do you catch the fish when they throw it in the market right in your mouth, or do you use your hands, Rowdy?
Who else plays in Seattle?
The big dumper, Cal Raleigh.
Oh, yeah.
So let's ask about him, because he's 260 pounds. Let's do it. He's a catcher, too. Big butt.
Hit it, Peyton.
Okay, speaking of big guys, Cal Raleigh's just a sensation. You've been on the Mariners. What do you make of this dude?
He can bang, man. He's a really hard worker, good teammate. But he's on the other team now, so we're gonna come after him, and we're gonna do what we can to neutralize it and just get him out. So,
speaking of big people, you got to tie it back in. You do have to make transitions and different
speaking
things.
Speaking
like
of big guys,
that's classic
segue,
radio.
That was a segue.
Yeah. Speaking of big guys, man.
That was a segue.
So. It
wow!
Finally, Rowdy Tellez, by the end, has finally had enough, and he decides, all right,
poor guy,
I'm calling you out, Gavin Dawson.
If your job was not hitting absolute bombs, about one a week or so, what do you think you'd be into? Would you be a minister or something like that?
Probably not that either. I thought you were going to go something like along the fat joke line, like how you asked me about food, but...
Oh, my bad.
Maybe like a taste tester, but I think probably a hunting guide.
Honey.
I'd like to do that.
And buddy, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make a fat joke. I just thought you're a tank.
No, I'm self-deprecating too, so don't worry. I beat you to it.
Good, broski. Well, you're the man, dude. It's been great catching up with you, learning more about your story. Best of luck, and let's do it again next year in Surprise, Arizona for spring training.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm looking forward to it.
Salute.
All right, couple things.
Man.
First off, broski, Zach. I'm sure that soothed everything. Does he have a ministry background? Where did that come
from?
Where did the minister thing come
I'm
from?
I'm going to look it up. Maybe
please look up if there's a ministry tie in the family or something. Like, would you be a minister or something? And then I'm already picturing next year. Please let Rowdy Tellez be on the roster, because it's going to be Eric Chiafalo and Zach Wolchuk in the Rangers clubhouse trying to make amends. I may fly out there just for the day that they try to go in there and get clubhouse audio from Rowdy, and I hope he picks them both up and choke slams them into the lockers.
You're gonna get that next week.
Okay, speaking of big guys.
You're going to get that next week because everybody's trying to push G-Bag to interview Jay Toia, who was the one during the draft that Zach was like, hey, you going to teach everybody to do the haka? And he's like, I'm Tongan. And so we might get that next week. So
what does that say?
What religion is the ministry?
Christian.
Almost
Catholic?
Always, right? Yeah. Exclusively.
Yeah.
Rowdy's Jewish.
Oh, okay.
And one.
And buddy, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make a fat joke.
And one to end it. Pepe, your thoughts?
God, cringy, but it was awesome. It was gold. So, but that's what G-Bag does, you know. They bring these guests on. They poke fun at them the whole time.
No,
but
this was not zero credit.
No,
zero credit. The show war is over. This is done. We don't have to say anything back. It's like Bobby in a rap song. They took themselves out. Over.
This is incredible.
This is mind blowing.
Yeah.
This is all time. This is all time. Poor Rowdy Tellez. The G-Bag. I almost want to cancel Broadus at 8:40 because I don't want to ask him about this.
He mentioned he officiated a friend's wedding. That's where the ministry question came from.
He's Jewish.
According to Wikipedia, which is about the same level of preparation on that.
Let's hook you up with a concert ticket giveaway. We got Billy Currington tickets. We have more Cowboy fallout from Micah and Diggs responding. Micah shots right at Jerry. Trayvon responds to Jerry calling out his leadership, commercial-free expressway, and we chop it up next on The Fan.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.